Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 9th to 16th of March 2017. We've got Blizzard and Ubisoft crackdown on cheaters, bad news for The Division, System Shock 3 underway, BAFTA Game Awards nominations, and politician streamers. Let's get to it. Blizzard is trying to get a prolific cheat maker to pay up. Bossland have made some of the most popular cheats for Blizzard games, including Honor Buddy, Demon Buddy, Storm Buddy, Hearth Buddy, and Watch Over Tyrant. Blizzard says 42,818 infringements tally up to $8.5 million owed, based on $200 per infringement, the US minimum for statutory damages. The company also says they do not wish to punish Bossland or obtain an unjustified windfall, but are seeking fair monetary compensation for damages caused. Blizzard won a case in January against Bossland in their native Germany, resulting in the Honor Buddy cheat being banned from sale. As a result, Bossland said they would move operations outside of the country, and this is the reaction. Blizzard are also handing out 8-day and perm bans in World of Warcraft, taking action against accounts that deliberately violated the World of Warcraft terms of use, offering to clear out dungeons and raids for cash. With some prices rising into the thousands, and involving those from top raiding guilds, the ban is certainly high profile. Naturally, Blizzard say they will be keeping a much closer eye on things in the future. Another big company dishing out justice is Ubisoft, banning over 1,500 For Honor AFK farmers for 3 days, with another 4,000 sent warnings. This comes 2 weeks after the company announced it was watching games for and gathering evidence against players who participated in the practice. Further bans may come in the future, and those caught using cheats risk being perm-banned. Rocket League have announced sales and player numbers 8 months after release, boasting 10.5 million copies sold and 29 million registered users, the large discrepancy between the two numbers being due to the users count including PlayStation Plus purchases and split-screen players. Despite these statistics, Psyonix say there won't be a sequel anytime soon. Vice President Jeremy Dunham argues, "Why would we want to take this huge community that we've already built, that is still growing, and say what you're playing now is going to be irrelevant in 12 months? Our goal was to keep making Rocket League better and better so that we don't lose any of the people that want to play." Another game doing well is Cities Skylines, which has sold 3.5 million copies in the last 2 years. Pretty decent for a city building sim. A quarter of a million of those sales were reached within the first 24 hours, and a full million within the first 2 months. The title is Paradox Interactive's best-selling game, and like many other games, attributes its success to an active modding community and continued content and support updates. The nominations have been announced for the upcoming BAFTA Game Awards, with Uncharted 4 leading with 8 nominations, followed closely by Inside at 7 and Firewatch at 6. Overcooked, The Witness and Overwatch have 4 nominations each, and Rocket League, Stardew Valley and Dota 2 have a couple between them. The winners will be announced on the 6th of April. In game release and update news, Warhammer 40,000 FPS Space Hulk Deathwing has received a large update, adding new weapons, class loadouts, improved AI and loading times, and better graphical fidelity and performance. Reactions to the game's original release was lukewarm, and fans hope this update means it's on the road to improvement. Starbreeze have struck a $12 million publishing deal with Other Side Entertainment for System Shock 3. This means the game is definitely going to be developed, a whole 18 years after the previous installment. Starbreeze say the game is currently in the early concept stages of development. An upcoming DLC for free-to-play combat vehicle sim DCS World will add over 93,000 square kilometers of World War II accurate terrain, including the sites of the D-Day landings, Normandy, and sections of Britain. The details go right down to ground level, with whole towns and cities modeled, surrounded by country villages and farms. Retailing for a whopping $60, the DLC will add new boats, bombers, light and heavy armor pieces, German U-boats, and trains. The Division's future has entered a rough stage after Massive Entertainment announced there will be no Season 2 Pass as there will be no paid expansions. The first expansion coming up will enable players to replay missions with tweaks for different rewards, as well as a loadout system to make swapping equipment and weapons easier. Neither this expansion or the next will contain a major amount of story-based content, and it is unlikely that any new map areas will be added. A large developer would never release large expansions for free anyway, leaving the community wondering as to what Massive is actually working on. After announcing last week that the development of their new Avatar game wouldn't impact the team working on The Division, two popular opinions are that either Massive are lying and nearly everyone is actually working on the Avatar title, or The Division 2 is now in the works. A new Reservoir Dogs game is coming up, developed and published by Big Star Games and Lionsgate. 11 years on from the poorly received previous installment, the game is entitled Reservoir Dogs: Bloody Days. It features a time-shifting mechanic, allowing you to go back in time and control the whole group's actions as they attempt heists. The title will include the six main characters from the past game, although they won't be based on the actors from the film. In esports news, the main qualifiers for the Dota 2 Kiev Major took place this week, with teams around the world competing in regional competitions. The winners advanced to the group stage later this month. In the North American qualifiers, Team Onyx beat Complexity 2-1. In South America, SG Esports ironically beat Not Today 2-1. In Europe, Team Secret smashed their way through, winning all their games 2-0. In CIS, Virtus Pro took out Natus Vincere 2-0. And in China, both IG Vitality and Invictus Gaming are advancing, having both won against each other 2-1. In an international first, Washington DC has made a major investment in esports, both agreeing to sponsor NRG Esports and building a $65 million 4,200-seat arena late next year. Events DC chairman Max Brown says this is just another prong in our strategic approach to make DC a great place to live, work, and play. He continues to say that he intends to make DC America's esports hub. Events DC also point out that this does not mean they will own or have exclusivity over NRG, and it does not necessarily mean NRG will become the city's team in the upcoming Overwatch League. They say the sponsorship acts as a validation for the city-based approach that Blizzard are trying to put together. Quake Champions is getting a new mode called Duel. Two players face off against one another in fast-paced combat, something ID Software studio director Tim Willits says is missing from the world of esports. While it may disappoint some who were hoping for a more classic game, Willits says the new mode will still be uniquely Quake. He says they are currently in testing with pro players, working with them to make sure it will succeed competitively. Swedish politician Rickard Norden has taken to Twitch, streaming Hearthstone on a weekly basis. He says he started the practice to have conversations with viewers and his fellow politicians, with a focus on giving esports the same treatment as other sports. Norden says he wants to promote the good things about esports, like team spirit, learning the English language, quick decision-making, thinking strategically and logically, and so on. He says there are a lot of prejudices against esports that need to be overcome, and he has plenty of work to do before it is fully accepted into society. According to him, this is where the people are. Some politicians stand outside the supermarket discussing food prices. He is on Twitch discussing esports. Norden streams on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central Eastern Time and plans to continue at least until the summer. While he will be speaking mostly in Swedish, he has promised to try and answer some English questions as well. The top sellers on Steam this week were Ghost Recon Wildlands, H1Z1, King of the Kill, CSGO, Nier Automata, Blackwake, and Left 4 Dead 2. Finally, my favourite story of the week was, researchers have used the end of the closed beta for 2014's MMORPG Archage to study how people might act during the end of the world. The beta was useful because it ended with a complete wipe of everyone's progress during the period, the players knew this was coming, and they knew when it was coming. Over 270 million records were analysed. The researchers explained that the mapping principle states that the behaviour of players in online games is not very far from the behaviour that humans exhibit in the real world. The study showed that while some players engaged in antisocial behaviour like killing friendly players, most did not. The majority of players gave up on things like questing and levelling up, instead increasing their social interaction with other players, exchanging more chat messages and playing together in parties more often. It also showed that those outliers who behaved badly didn't stick it out to the end of the beta. So, in summary, people at the end of the world are likely to be slightly happier, strengthen and make new social bonds, but also have a small chance to be complete idiots. You can become a patron of the show at patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Get snazzy rewards and perks in return for everything you donate going towards improving quality and equipment. Whoever signs on before we reach $20 a month will enter into the Hall of Fame, where you can have two links of your choosing displayed on the website. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up to the email list, where you get a new podcast in your inbox every week. Make sure you're subscribed on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Twitter at 7_D_G, leave a like on the Facebook page, and join the Steam group. We're also on YouTube, where the show is quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show, or drop by the website and leave me a note. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. Keep them current. Thanks to Rocco Doubly for the music, and see you next week.